My name is Mike, and I am a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I am finding victory, celebrating victory over 33-year-long habit of smoking pot. So, glad to be here, and you know, I couldn't agree more with what Judy said. Boy, more of this, that, you know, get me out of here and let's do more of that music. But I guess with that said, all those songs go with our teaching tonight on grace, so it will be less of me and more of this, because there's a lot of scripture in that, and that's what this book is. It's a book of grace. So here I am on this lesson, and so it's going to be a lot of this and not much of me, hopefully. So we have been learning. Seriously. it's let you in. My wife like popped in, and I didn't expect to see her face, so it just kind of threw me for a little bit of a curve. But I'm back. She's the one that said the book is on grace, so I'll give her credit for that when I was struggling doing this. But anyway, so we have been learning the past few lessons on amends and forgiveness. And, you know, I believe that all of that has to be meshed together and intertwined with grace. Because if we don't have grace, those aren't going to work. So that's where we are tonight with grace. And in principle six, it will tell us to evaluate all of our relationships, offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me, and make amends for harm I've done to others, except when to do so would harm them or others. And then the Matthew 5, 7, and 5, 9, that goes with that. A few weeks ago, it was brought up that happy wasn't happy enough, so I like my King James Version. And that is, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I love that, blessed. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, that's where I want to be. You know, it's looking up to have him as my father is something that's hard to express coming from a family without one. So I really like this version. So I'm up for this every time instead of the happy one, if we can arrange that. And then step 9 is we make direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so should injure them or others. So therefore, if you're offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, and go be reconciled with your brother, then come and offer your gift. So, you know, basically we've been learning to be more like Christ and to model what he taught and showed us. And that's so we can be more like him and strive to be more like him and live a grace-filled life, love-filled life, and just model that. You know, in order for us to do this and really apply Principle 6, we need to learn to model God's grace. And, you know, for me, that's been difficult, really difficult for me. Had a lot of judgment in me, but now that I'm finding more of Christ in my life, I'm learning to offer that grace more and have more grace in that. So basically, how do we do that? In 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities than the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. So what does that tell us when we hear that? Basically, it says to be happy in our weaknesses. And, you know, and what is that? It's, you know, when we're suffering, it's hurting, addictions, you know, it's a broad gamut there, food, porn, alcohol, shopping, internet, so many things. I have an addictive personality. I could probably go on all night with those. You know, and that's basically, if we let him, that's when the power of Christ can rest upon us and rest upon me and help me. Again, for when I'm weak, then he's strong. And so it brings us to our acrostic tonight. First one is G, and that stands for God's gift. And you know, with all the songs we heard tonight, that's exactly what it is. It's a gift. And if we just allow that gift to be brought in and accept it, you know, because it's a gift that we can't buy. And, you know, no matter what, we'll, you know, never be good enough. I know I'm not good enough. You know, sin lives in me. You know, as much as I hate to say that, it happens. I sin. And that's why grace is a gift and freely given to you and me. And it's a, you know, it's a gift from God. So, you know, when we give or offer our amends, and, you know, we don't expect anything back, that's a gift to the person that we're offering amends to or that we're offering forgivenesses to. You know, it's a gift. I've been at the end where I've forgiven, but I expect something now. I want to see something. And that's the wrong attitude, the wrong heart going into it. In Romans 3:23-24, tells us, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace, the redemption that came by Christ." I mean, it's freely redeemed. Freely redeemed. Also in 1 Peter 1:13, I'm going to need glasses one day for this, I'm telling you. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. So tie those thoughts together is how I get that. And be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I like the thought of that. You know, tying up the mind, gird the mind. You know, if our relationship was based on us being perfect, sorry to say, you know, I know I'm not and nowhere near that. Fortunately, my or our relationship is built on grace and his love for you and me. And that's where we can gain his strength, is accepting that and realizing that. And when we offer our forgivenesses and make amends, we rely on that. Rely on the grace in us. So the R now is received by our faith. And so again, no matter how hard we work at it, you know, being busy little humans running around doing everything, we can't earn our way into heaven. You know, there's no golden ticket. You know, it's not the Willy Wonka chocolate factory out there, right? There's just no golden ticket. If I get that, I'm in. I was good. I'm a good and faithful servant. I know it. Now let me in. It's not going to happen. You know, that way, we can't earn it. It's a gift just given to us. You know, it's something that is hard to accept sometimes, at least for me. But if I freely accept it, and it's somebody giving you something, whatever that may be. I've had people give me things and I don't feel worthy of them giving it to me. And that's sort of a slap in their face because they wanted to give it to me. It's like me not wanting to take grace from Christ. It's like slapping him. You know, so you know, all we need to do is accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and to profess our faith in him. That's all, with pure heart, that's all. I mean, it seems so easy, but that really, it can be quite difficult. You know, and when we do that, then we can experience his grace and have eternal life. with Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. A lot of King James. I love the King James verses. But 8 through 9. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's again a gift. Just accept it. Take it in. Be thankful. Think of the work. You can't even say work. It's hard for it to think of it as work that Christ did on the cross. I mean, it's torturous. But Philippians 3:9 states, no longer counting on being saved by being good enough or by obeying God's laws, but by trusting Christ to save me. For God's way of making us right with him depends on faith. Have to have the faith. You know, it's at least for me, I know that I can be more interested in, you know, what I do or, you know, what we do. Christ isn't that way. You know, God is more interested in what you are, who you are, you know, for him. It's not what we do. In Romans 5:2, by whom also we have access by, here it is again, faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Grace where we stand. Again, that's, I don't have to stand at the top or stand at the bottom or stand there or there. It's where I'm at, where I stand, and have my heart right with God. The next is letter in our acrostic is A for accepted. You know, and accepted is we are accepted by God's love. Again, accepted. You know, and I look at that as my kids. You know, it doesn't matter what they do. I love them. I might want to strangle them a couple times a day, but I love them. You know? And there's nothing they can do. Nothing. It doesn't matter. I will always, always cherish and love them. And that's how Christ is with us. Nothing. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates his own love for us. In this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We're still sinners. He knew what we were going to do. He knew we'd be in this room. And he knows people that are out there that struggle to try to make it or can't make it or things come up. He knows it all. So we can't hide. You know, it's he loves us no matter how ugly and sinful our life has been. And for me, that's huge. That's huge. Think of where I was and where I am, and it's nothing I did. It's the strength of God, Christ working through me. And that's the only way I could be sitting here today. The only way. So we can love and forgive others. You know, and so why is that? That's because God loves and forgave us first. Colossians 3:13. Be gentle and ready to forgive. Never hold grudges. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And that's has been a struggle in my life. In Ephesians 2:5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. There it is again. I mean, it's just filled. I mean, it's by the grace. It's we can't do it on our own. Just can't. Yet God accepts me for my failures. In spite of myself, He loves me anyway. Again, it doesn't matter what I do. In spite of myself, I'm going to mess up. And He feels the same about all of you, everyone out there. All of you. He doesn't love one of you more than another person. He loves all of you equally. And think what He did on the cross for you. Each one of you. It wasn't because one person was better or another one. It was for you. And that's why He did it, for us. With Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help time of need. So to help in time of need. I don't know about you, but I'm in need every day. Yeah, I truly am. I need all the grace that can be shelled out. My nature is to make mistakes. I just do, no matter how hard I try, because I'm not perfect, and by all means, never, ever will be. I think my dog thought I was perfect, but other than that, that's, you know, he was probably the only one. So, you know, I'm going to skip this one for the moment. I'm going to skip C, come back to that one. And, you know, I'm just going to jump into a little more scripture here. And read a couple more things, because, you know, there is power. And I said less of me and more of this, so I'm holding to that deal. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that He... Did I give you... I'm sorry, yeah, I didn't give you the E. I was telling you I was skipping. I really skipped. So, E. See, I needed grace. God's grace is an everlasting gift. And once we accept that, then Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. God's gift of grace is forever. Never take it away. Accept it, believe it, and just put your hands out. Take it. He's there to hand it to you, there to put it in your hands. All we have to do is ask, and ask for forgiveness. Now, Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, the everlasting gift, that He which hath begun a good work in you will reform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And again, I mean, we have that day to look forward to. That's what it's all about. He wants us to be with Him. How many times has it said that so far? Wants us to be with Him. It's His grace. That's what He did, what He did. So we can be with Him. Because He loves you. Loves all of you. Thessalonians. See, Thessalonians 2:16. Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Everlasting. Sounds like that's forever, right? That's what He wants for us. If I get in my way, that's not going to happen. If I let God work in me and I live His way, I think it'll happen. I mean, this is a promise. All we have to do is believe it. With 1 Peter 2:9-10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I mean, royalty sitting in here. How cool is that? And holy nation, a peculiar people, I think he's talking about me there. A little peculiar. But ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. When in time of past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained the mercy. Wow. That's one of those ones that I read over and over a few times, and it strikes. Again, you know, we've attained the mercy through Christ. You know, Christ, you know, he paid the price, right? I mean, he sacrificed himself, went through torture for you and me. He went through that. And why did he do that? So we could be with him forever. He wants us there. He wants a relationship with us. You know, seriously, that just slays me when I think about that. You know, think of my past, and he did that? Wow. If we accept what Christ did on the cross for us, we are made a new creation, covered by God's grace. New creation. I like the sound of that. I like being a new creation. When God's power and strength, we then can, you know, one, forgive those who have hurt us. With his grace and power in us, we can do that. We also can be unselfish and speak truth in love. We can make amends and offer our forgiveness, expecting nothing back. Get nothing. Just an open heart to offer it and put it out there and forgive. We're only hurting ourselves when we hold on to it and we don't forgive. So Ephesians, okay. I didn't throw out there Christ, the C is Christ paid the price. You need that? Kind of, okay, thank you. Thought I did, but, you know, just checking. Thanks for paying attention, Kent. Okay, Ephesians 1:7. Promises. I mean, this is a promise. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. According to the riches of his grace. Or another way I like to think of it, it's his amazing grace. And there's a little something for you guys. I want you to see. Thanks.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. My chains are